this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District S newsletter for August of 2024. Here goes with the Lyons Express. 6 Tips for Membership Growth by Kristen DiMaggio, Associate Creative Lead, Lyons International Marketing Team. This is listed December 18, 2023. As the needs of the world grow, so too does the need for Lyons. And we're helping meet the growing needs of our communities through Mission 1.5, our global initiative to reach 1.5 million members by 2027. It's going to take each and every one of us to get there, but don't worry. We gathered tips from district governors and past district governors whose districts took home the coveted Jesse Robinson Membership Growth Cup. See their advice for jump-starting your membership growth efforts. Plan your strategy and incentivize your members. At the beginning of the year, we planned our annual membership growth goal. From there, we developed our corresponding annual plans and reward systems to reach our goal and recognize clubs with outstanding development. Empowering your members can help motivate their recruitment efforts. And that's from District Governor Jia Sui for District 392 in China. Get the GAT involved. We worked with our GMT and GLT teams to organize online training sessions for members to help them get involved. They focused on how to retain members, member recruitment, which involved cabinet members being given a target to recruit one new member in the given Lyon year, and how to create and utilize monthly reports that show the number of new members recruited by individual cabinet members, club membership numbers, and the number of members lost. And that tip was from District Governor Sifui Ndlovu, District 412A in Botswana. Use your resources. Lyons International has a great deal of information online to aid in membership growth, including ebooks and brochures. The brochures, in particular, are useful. We used them in club visits and will be using more in the coming year. That is from District Governor Bill Yelland, District A9, Ontario, Canada. Tap into the power of marketing. I regularly shared photos and information on my personal Facebook page, as well as our district Facebook account. We sent invitations to personal and professional contacts for important events, such as the 75th anniversary dinner and larger fundraisers. I also included material on the Lyons Australia website and submitted articles to local newspapers on a regular basis, which were all published. As district governor, I was even interviewed on local radio several times. All of the above needs to be done consistently and often. That is from past district governor Vin Wen Pang of District 201N5 in Australia. Reach out to younger prospective members. There is an ongoing need to recruit younger members who will be the next generation of the organization, so we focused on inviting younger members. They will inject new blood into their clubs and encourage veteran Lyons to serve in new, exciting ways. That was from District Governor Edna Altar, District 128, Israel. Be an ambassador for your club. The old motto of just ask is a sure method to get people interested. Wear your Lyon gear to all your activities and encourage your members to challenge themselves to recruit. It is a proven fact that when you are serving the community, there will be interested people nearby. Make sure your Facebook page and website are up to date and tell people what you're doing in the community. That was from past District Governor Larry Irwin of District A9, Ontario, Canada. The Jesse Robinson Membership Growth Cup is a prestigious award given to each constitutional area's top district team with the largest membership growth. Find out how your district can take home this honor, all while helping us reach our Mission 1.5 goal. Rocky Hop Lions host second annual Sock Hop. This is from Lion Francis Jordan. After a very busy 2023-24 Lions year, the Rocky Hop Lions had a fun evening on June 28, 2024, at our second annual Sock Hop. The event was held with background music of the 1950s and featured 3 hours of fellowship, slow dancing, twisting, line dancing, heavy hors d'oeuvres and desserts, Pepsi products, and water. A ticket was pulled each hour for a door prize. Since some people came dressed in poodle skirts, paddle pushers, and other clothes reminiscent of the 1950s, a prize was given for the best dressed. No work, just fun. August 2023 began with the officer leadership training and the Brighter Visions kickoff, and first cabinet meeting were held. In September 2023, the Rocky Hawk Lions volunteered at the Chowan County Regional Fair by helping set up the exhibit building, checking in exhibits, and arranging exhibits. An educational fair booth was set up by and for the Rocky Hawk Lions Club. A tent and tables were set up and manned by the Rocky Hawk Lions for the week of the fair, where Camp Dogwood tickets and brooms were sold. Information about Lions Club's International, Camp Dogwood, and Lions Club membership applications were available. After the fair, the RHLC spent a day helping take everything down and storing it for next year. Also in September, the RHLC hosted an Operation Site seminar for the Albemarle Eye Care to help low-income people with free cataract surgery. For the day of service in September, the RHLC collected 4 large boxes of glasses. This year's theme was vision. In October 2023, 5 Lions traveled to Manio to help with the VIP fishing tournament. On Tuesday, they met the John A. Holmes Leos and 2 faculty advisors at the Nag's Head Pier to assist the blind and visually impaired to fish for the day. In October and November of 2023, 5 Saturday mornings were spent at the Edenton Farmer Market selling Camp Dogwood tickets and brooms. In November of 2023, the RHLC held its Belk Charity Day Sale semi-annual fundraiser. This is a 3-day event held at Belk's. In December of 2023, the RHLC held its annual VIP Christmas Party, began 22 years ago, and gave 18 VIPs a Food Lion gift card for $20 each. Some of the RHLC helped with the district social workers for the Blind's VIP Christmas party, mostly by picking up VIPs from Chowan County and Edenton and taking them to Plymouth, where the event was held this year. In January of 2024, the Midwinter Convention was held in Greenville, along with the 3rd cabinet meeting. 4 boxes of glasses, etc., were turned in. In March and April of 2024, 4 Saturday mornings were spent at the Edenton Farmer Market selling Camp Dogwood tickets and brooms. In April 2024, the RHLC held a 2-day event collecting money at Roses for the Brighter Visions campaign. In May of 2024, the RHLC spent a week selling tickets for the semi-annual Belk Charity Day for a fundraiser. Also in May, the RHLC held a 1-day event collecting donations at Food Lion for the Brighter Visions campaign. In June of 2024, the District Awards and Officer Installation was held in Zebulon. Also in June, the RHLC hosted the annual VIP picnic, which began 22 years ago, at Arrowhead Beach on the beautiful Chowan River. The district governor and other guests attended. After this event, the district governor installed the RHLC officers for 2024-2025. After all of these events and activities, the RHLC was ready to just have a night of fun, thus the Sock Hop. Upcoming District 31S Cabinet Meetings. The first District 31S Cabinet Meeting for the 2024-25 Lions year will be on Saturday, August 24th, at the Zebulon Lions Club at 2 p.m. Directories should be available to distribute at this meeting. No meal will be provided. The second Cabinet Meeting will be held on Sunday, November 3rd, 2024, at the Pilot Lions Club at 2 p.m. No meal will be provided. A Legacy of Success. by VJ Joshi, KPA CTP, FFCP, manager of Razor and host experience, Leader Dogs for the Blind. There is no question that our leader dog moms, our LDM, and leader dog dads, or LDD, are incredible dogs. They were each handpicked to continue the leader dog's mission and pass on ideal traits to the puppies destined to become a partner to someone who is blind or visually impaired. Our breeding, puppy development, guide dog teams, and volunteers work hard to lead these puppies into success. LDM Java and LDD Bucky are excellent examples of what that hard work spawns. This match resulted in an exceptional litter of eight future leader dogs. Of the eight puppies, five completed formal training, graduated, and are currently working. One litter directly changed five lives. Ending with such a successful litter was a fitting capstone to the wonderful experience we have had hosting Java. The opportunity to meet some of the clients whose lives will be changed by the puppies that were born in our home made it even more special. We are grateful for the help the breeding team gave us throughout this process and appreciate the efforts of the puppy raisers, dog trainers, and everyone else at Leader Dogs who made the litter a success, says LDM Java's breeding host volunteer. Additionally, two of those five puppies were selected to become leader dog moms, Emma and Breezy. LDM Emma delivered her first litter in February, and all six of her puppies are out in their first phase of training with their puppy raiser. We are excited to see them embrace the world this following year. LDM Breezy's loving home is with her volunteer puppy raiser, who agreed to become her breeding host when Breezy was selected for breeding. This has been a first experience for me. It has been very rewarding, very worthwhile, says Breezy's breeding host volunteer. Breezy delivered her litter of eight puppies in May, and they have recently arrived on campus, waiting to be picked up by their puppy raisers. LDM Emma and LDM Breezy were able to deliver their healthy puppies in the warm and loving homes of their breeding host volunteers. These volunteers shared the future leader dog's first moments, the following first 7 weeks of their life, and now we'll get to see the impact their work will have on people that will receive these leader dogs. The potential for this next generation of leader dogs will only be achieved with the help of volunteer breeding hosts and puppy raisers. Today, Leader Dogs offers so many options for puppy raising that contributing to the Leader Dogs mission is feasible to almost any household. It is one of those rare opportunities where your care and love for a young puppy can directly change another person's life. Help us continue this legacy of success. Find out more about well posts and puppy raising. And there are several photos of adorable black and yellow lab mix puppies. There's Java with her puppies nursing, and there's Emma with her puppies nursing, and there's a breeding host with what looks like, oh, maybe a 6 or 7 year old puppy on his chest. Sorry, 6 or 7 week old. Puppy on his chest, and volunteer puppy raiser Casey holding Graham at the facility. Very cute. Here is a obituary in memory of Alvis Brian Carr Jr., December 22nd, 1938 to July 5th, 2024. Alvis Brian Carr Jr., 85, of Fayetteville, passed away on July 5, 2024. Brian was born in Goldsboro on December 22, 1938, to the late Alvis and Esther Carr. Also preceding him in death is his brother Bob Carr and niece Sharon Carr. Brian was a proud member of the Massey Hill Lions Club for over 50 years. This earned him a spot in the Lions Club Hall of Fame. He was an avid fan of the North Carolina State Wolfpack. Brian loved to play golf in his spare time, along with spending time with his grandchildren. Left to cherish his memory is his wife, Betty Sue Carr, children, Brian Carr, Beth Carr, Becky Ashton, and Billy Carr. Grandchildren, Riley Sechrist, Noah Sechrist, Haley Ashton, Brian Ashton, Christina Ashton, Liam Carr, and Evie Carr. And great-grandchildren, Tula Sechrist, Fox Sechrist, Ava Sechrist, Zoe Sechrist, Tabitha Fox, and Toby Fox. And sister-in-law, Ruth Carr, and nephew, Bill Carr. A memorial service was held on Monday, July 15, 2024, at 11 a.m. at Highland Presbyterian Church on Highland Avenue in Fayetteville, North Carolina. In lieu of flowers, please make a donation to the Massey Hill Lions Club at P.O. Box 64652, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28306. First Flight Lions need your help. Calling all community members. Your paper and plastic bags can make a big difference. The First Flight Lions Club is on a mission to feed the hungry and create sustainable spaces. Donating your paper bags helps local food banks spend more money on food, ensuring that no one goes hungry in our community. Your plastic bags will be transformed into durable benches for our schools, thanks to our exciting partnership with local students. Join us in making a lasting impact. For more information, contact Lion Angelo T. Sanesso, president of the First Flight Lions Club, at 252-202-1190. Apex Lions Surprise Speaker by Lion John Lind. Sometimes life happens, right? Well, for a recent meeting, there was some confusion, and it resulted in there not being a speaker lined up. However, our new president, Lion Josu, had a guest. Right about now, you might be wondering, this is not going to end well. It just so happened that a guest is a marketing manager for Moe's Southwest Grill, and he had been briefed about our need for marketing our club to get more members. So, Michael stepped up and became the speaker for our meeting himself. Obviously, he was not prepared with notes and an agenda, but he did his best to speak to us about some ideas he had for helping. He does plan to become a member and help us market the club very soon. We are very excited about that and plan to create a committee with him, our membership chair, and a few others to put these ideas into action this year. An announcement: due to a significant increase in requests for and redemptions of VSP Vision Eyes of Hope gift certificates, VSP will not be accepting new requests for certificates until further notice. Official obituary of Michael Eugene Howard, June 11, 1949 to July 11, 2024. Michael Eugene Howard, age 75, of Lincolnton, formerly of Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, passed away Thursday, July 11, 2024, at Atrium Health Hospital, Lincoln. He was born June 11, 1949, in Lincoln County, and was the oldest son of the late Robert Eugene and Wilma Bethany Painter Howard. Left to cherish his memory is son Clay Howard and wife Colleen of Mooresville, daughter Bethany Justin and husband Gary of Mooresville, twin grandchildren that he dearly loved, Carter and Carson Howard, brothers Nelson Howard and wife Mary Ann of Hickory, Marshall Howard and wife Vonda of Denver, North Carolina, sisters Darlene Gibson and husband Kenny of Lincolnton, and Teresa Norton and husband Ron of Denver, North Carolina. He also leaves behind numerous nieces, nephews, cousins, and many friends. Mike was a member of the last graduating class of Rock Springs High School in Denver, North Carolina, in 1967, and earned his BA degree from Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem in 1971. Mike served in the National Guard during his college years and several years after, where he trained as an air traffic controller. Straight out of college, Mike used his degree working as a salesman with Heinz Corporation and Canteen Corporation. But his passion was realized when he began working for Christian Tours, doing charter bookings and hosting as a tour director. He continued his passion of working with people when he began driving the NC Lions Club Vision Van all around North Carolina, providing free eye examinations until his health forced him to retire. Mike was a unique individual and was truly a people person with a big heart. He made it a point to talk to anyone willing to listen. He would send his large family of aunts, uncles, and cousins and friends birthday cards each year until he could no longer write, at which time he began calling to say happy birthday or actually sing his special rendition to them. And chroma colorblind glasses. How Enchroma colorblind glasses work. Enchroma's patented colorblind lens technology has revolutionized the way people with red-green colorblindness can see the world. Developed by Enchroma almost 2 decades ago, we've continually combined the latest in color perception neuroscience, optical dyes, lens material innovations, and manufacturing techniques to deliver colorblind glasses that are scientifically proven to stimulate the brain's color processing center and enhance color vision for most people with red-green colorblindness. Continue reading to learn how Enchroma glasses work. What is normal color vision? When light enters the eye, it activates millions of photoreceptor cone cells that can normally detect all the colors of the rainbow. The three types of cone cells, which send signals to your brain, are sensitive to different parts of the visible color spectrum and are generally referred to as blue, green, and red cones. What is color blindness? Most types of color blindness occur when there is an excessive overlap of the green and red color cones in the eye, causing distinct hues to become indistinguishable. As a result, those with color blindness only see a fraction of the millions of hues and shades of colors seen by those with normal color vision. How do Enchroma glasses help color blindness? Enchroma's colorblind lens technology selectively filters light to increase contrast between the red and green color signals to account for the overlap and alleviate symptoms of red-green colorblindness for a richer, more colorful experience of the world. Approximately 80% of those with red-green colorblindness will see some improvement in their ability to distinguish colors. The science behind Enchroma lens technology. Enchroma develops optical lens technology that selectively filters out wavelengths of light at the point where this confusion or excessive overlap of color sensitivity occurs. Enchroma lenses alter the signal to the M, or green, and L, the red, photoreceptor cones in such a way that there is a greater color contrast along the so-called confusion line for that individual. More than a cheap knockoff. With the application of science, optics, mathematics, advanced neuroscience, and more than 10 years of clinical research, Enchroma continues to advance the field of color vision research and bring new products to market that solve unique color deficiency issues. Learn more about the accidental discovery of this revolutionary lens technology. Will Enchroma glasses work for me? Color blindness is not a singular condition. It encompasses a range of conditions, from mild to severe, that can cause each person to see color differently. Enchroma glasses are designed to improve color vision of people with forms of anomalous trichromacy, which are estimated to comprise 4 out of 5 cases of color blindness. The most common types are protoanomaly and deuteranomaly, which are forms of partial red-green colorblindness. In the most extreme cases, the complete absence of one of the cone photopigments called protanopia or deuteranopia are considered dichromats who would see no results from our glasses due to the complete inability to see red and green color differences. Reduced color discrimination of shades of blue and yellow is called tridanomaly or tridanopia, which is not a type of what is commonly referred to as red-green color blindness, but is also a form of color vision deficiency. And chroma glasses are designed to address most forms of red-green colorblindness and are not intended to assist the vision of people with triton-type deficiency or dichromacy, where only two or three of their three color-sensing cones are functioning. Fortunately, most cases of colorblindness respond well to enchroma spectral lens technology, enabling the perception of bright, vibrant color. Learn more about types of colorblindness and what enchroma glasses do to help the colorblind see color. Our outdoor lenses in bright sunlight are designed to provide the maximum color impact. See our lens guide for more details. And there is a web page, https://enchroma.com, and enchroma is spelled E-N-C-H-R-O-M-A. Here is a guide dog story by Kassan Woods, New York. I'm 37. I just lost my sight in 2020, just before the pandemic, because I was attacked on the subway. I went from seeing to not just in a day. I'm a people person. I'm a Leo. I used to bartend, and I'm the life of the party. I have a close-knit family, and I'm a protector. It's been a roller coaster since I lost my eyesight. During the beginning, when it was also the start of the pandemic, I thought I would be able to see again, but the eye doctor told me I wouldn't be able to see again. At first, I didn't know there was life after being blind. I have a close-knit family, and they tried to do everything for me, and I couldn't handle it. I needed to get past them doing everything, which led me to feeling helpless. Then a new season began. It was rough in the beginning. I'm still getting through it. I'm still processing it. But sometimes I think maybe it was a blessing because I'm doing things and experiencing things I normally wouldn't do. I feel like new doors have opened for me. Everything feels right. I'm going with it, and I'm not fighting against it. Leader Dogs for the Blind found me the best dog. I came to get Odyssey because I wanted to be heard. I motivate and inspire a lot of people, and now I'm thinking about speaking and helping others. And there's a lovely photo of Kassan next to his leader dog, who's looking very handsome also. And then he's shown with the dog and some friends or family. Lions Mobility Park, Martinsville's inclusive, eco-friendly playground. This is by Shelley Washington, content specialist at Lions Clubs International Foundation. This is dated May 13, 2024. Martinsville, Saskatchewan, is a thriving city in Western Canada that still maintains its small-town charm. Recognizing the evolving needs of community members facing mobility challenges, Lions embarked on a mission to create an environmentally friendly playground that is inclusive for disabled children in the community. Lions of District 5 SKN displayed a tireless work ethic, holding multiple fundraisers, including raffles and bingo sessions, to raise money for this project. As the community rallied behind them, Lions received a matching grant from Lions Clubs International Foundation of $84,630. With this grant, they were able to fully launch the project into action, ensuring children of all abilities would be able to use the playground. While playgrounds can be made from a variety of materials, this playground is made with a completely rubberized surface, making it exceptionally safe for those using it. Beyond providing a secure place to play, this eco-conscious space champions a greater cause. The surface is made from the soles of 13,000 Nike shoes and 10,000 recycled tires. Constructing the playground with the recycled rubber materials has many environmental benefits, including diverting waste from landfills and reducing the demand for new raw materials. It also displays an innovative and eco-friendly approach, setting a positive example for the community and promoting sustainable practices for a brighter, greener future. It is currently the largest rubberized park in Saskatchewan and one of the biggest projects Nike has been involved in within the country, leaving a mark of positive change. Committed to inclusivity, this park is the first of its kind in Martinsville and is accessible to everyone. Seniors enjoy walking on the rubberized park because it's easier on their joints. Mothers love the park because now their little ones don't come home with dirty shoes full of sand or wood chips. Lions Club member Leslie Truitt says, "The mobility playground is connected to the spray park and the pavilion and has lots of options, including 3D animals, an electronic game, a swing that works with a wheelchair, and a gen swing. We did this so it is accessible to anybody and an entire family can come and enjoy all of the aspects of the park and provide a place for kids to have that experience and just enjoy being a kid." The Lions Mobility Park's grand opening took place in late August, and Lions could feel the fun and lively energy in the air. There was a barbecue with hamburgers, smokies, and hot dogs, as well as drinks, snacks, and games. According to Truitt, approximately 300 people attended the event to partake in activities and explore the new playground. "We are so happy that we were able to deliver a park for mobility in the community," said Truitt. "It didn't happen overnight, and it took years to get it to this point, but we are very pleased with the final product. We are so proud of this community and so grateful for the support LCIF has given us." Lions and Leos work very hard to protect the environment, creating healthier communities and a more sustainable world. LCIF offers a wide variety of grant programs to empower projects just like this. Matching grants like this one identify what a community needs most and then makes it a reality. And they have several photos of children playing on all of the items and a beautiful picture of the overall playground with colorful rubber floors and then a picture of what looks like the people who put it all together. Save the Date, Camp Dogwood Christmas Craft Bazaar. Save the Date, Camp Dogwood will be hosting a Christmas Craft Bazaar on December 7th, 2024. Camp Dogwood is located at 7062 Camp Dogwood Drive, Sherrills Ford, North Carolina, 28673. More details to come, or you can call Camp Dogwood for more info at 828-478-2135. Lions, Listen Up by Lion John Michener. Monday evening, July 22, 2024, was hot and humid in Edenton, North Carolina, yet memorable. A lady from Virginia Beach motored many miles down to the 51st state to improve our hearing. She knew Lions had a passion for sight and insight. She hoped to instill in us a similar passion for improved hearing and listening skills. Our presenter, Barry Groller, graduated in 1983 from the University of Toledo with a degree in marketing. Team colors are gold and blue, just like our high school, Edenton Aces. Lions learned that Barry Groller is a third-generation healthcare professional in a family devoted to improved hearing health. She is the 2018 winner of Beltone's President's Cup. Super backflips and applause are now appropriate. To be clear, deafness left untreated can result in significantly impaired brain health. Barry asserts there are at least 10 signs of hearing loss. Some seem to mumble more. Plus, ringing in the ear happens with greater frequency. Others repeat themselves without a request. Some get complaints that the TV is too loud, especially when they have the remote. Others wonder, diplomatically, how anyone could not hear the faucet drip, drip, dripping during the night, or why telephone conversations are now so very, very quiet. When others turn their back, you can't hear them talk. Even when face to face, some speak louder than ever without any memory of ever doing so before. Prior nerve damage to the learning locales in your brain is a different matter. See a professional about this and other interventions. You develop new skills to avoid social isolation, which simultaneously stimulates your brain to a higher state of active health. Good. So you learn to read lips without others knowing what you're doing. You get the punchline of the joke. You hear another's honey-do list correctly for the first time. This spares you a knuckle sandwich. You can enjoy friendly pillow talk. How clever. Readers now know something of the lively Q&A which erupted among Edenton Lions when Barry Groller paused for a long drink of water. and another verbal circus. All took a deep breath and thanked each other for the evening. Each headed out into a horrific rainstorm on the way home. Barry Groler returned to Virginia Beach safely, though a tad damp. She still confirmed by email that she will come again. Gracious lady, we thanked her for a therapeutic evening. Kindness Matters Service Awards. This prestigious award is given annually to a handful of Lions and Leo clubs for performing an outstanding service project in one of our global cause areas. Nominated at the club level, the Kindness Matters Service Award is a challenge for Lions and Leos to develop exceptionally innovative and creative service projects with the aim of leaving a positive impact in their communities. Below, you'll find more information about some of the 2022-2023 winners service projects. Award criteria. For clubs to be eligible, they must be in active status, have completed a service project that meets the needs of a cause area, and have reported it. Use the following criteria to determine if a service project could be considered for this award. Addresses needs within Lions International Global Causes, diabetes, environment, vision, childhood cancer, hunger, disaster relief, youth, and humanitarian. Demonstrates creativity and innovation. Achieves impact of scale and long-term sustainability, and elevates the Lions brand. The nomination timeline for 2024-25, the deadline for nominating is October 31st. Nominations happen in a particular order, starting with local Lions, then club service chairpersons and Leo club presidents, then to the global service team at the district and multiple district level, and then finally Lions International. See when nominations are due for the various positions. All nominations should be submitted electronically to serviceactivities@lionsclubs.org after they've been endorsed and signed by the appropriate positions. Lions International will not accept physical applications. So from July 1st to August 15th of 2024, Lions nominate service projects. Then from August 15th to September 15th of 2024, club service chairpersons and Leo club presidents send one signed nomination to the district global service team coordinator. Then from September 15th to October 31st of 2024, the DGST coordinator sends one signed nomination to the multiple district GST coordinator. Then on October 31st of 2024, nominations close. The deadline for MDGST coordinator to send one signed nomination to Lions International and copy the multiple council chairperson. January of 2025, winning clubs are selected by Lions International Board of Directors Service Activities Committee and notified. And then in March of 2025, the winning clubs receive their award from Lions International. Camp Dogwood needs you. Camp Dogwood will be hosting an eyeglass sorting, power washing, landscaping, painting, and carpentry event from September 16th to 19th of 2024. If you'd like to volunteer or for reservations, contact April@nclf.org or call 828-478-2135, extension 250. Fire Quacker 3000 for Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina. The Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina is hosting the Fire Quacker 3000 Rubber Duck Race East on September 6, 2024 at Jungle Rapids Family Park, 5320 Oleander Drive in Wilmington at 4 p.m. Tickets are $10 each. For more details, please contact Tom Lamont at tom.lamont@bghnc.org. World Food Day is October 16th. Lions and Leos, with the support of Lions Club's International Foundation, improve food security and access to nutritious food to alleviate hunger. Get your club involved in one of the following hunger service areas and see how your service will help achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. Enhance access to food for community members by creating avenues for food collection, preparation, and distribution. Promote wellness and nutrition by providing meals and community engagement for local families. Provide sustainable access to food through the development and support of community agricultural systems. LCIF Hunger Grants help Lyons support school-based feeding programs, food banks, feeding centers, and similar facilities that provide food to people when they need it most. LCIF matching grants fund equipment and construction for large-scale projects that address unmet humanitarian needs. Through the District and Club Community Impacts Grants Program, 15% of unrestricted contributions to LCIF are transformed into grants that fund local projects on a club and or district level. LCIF LEO service grants provide financial assistance to LEO service projects implemented by LEO clubs in a Lyons multiple district or district. In memory of Thomas McDuffie, Lion Thomas McDuffie, past president of the Cary Lions Club, passed away after a brave fight with diabetes on July 30, 2024. He was preceded in death by his father, Luther. He is survived by his mother, Jessie, and brother, Johnny. The funeral service was held at noon on August 7, 2024, at Full Assurance Fellowship of God Church in Fuquay-Varina. Celebrate World Sight Day. World Sight Day is October 10th of 2024. Invite an eye professional to your club to educate Lions and Leos on common eye diseases that may cause blindness if left untreated. Access the Lions Eye Health Program to educate yourself and your club about blindness prevention. Invite a person who is blind or has low vision to talk about technology that aids in mobility or navigation and activities of daily living. Complete the free online Blindness Basics course at Haley School for the Blind to better understand blindness. Serve a meal at your club and invite members to eat while blindfolded to raise awareness and build empathy. Collect used eyeglasses and send them to the nearest Lyons Eyeglass Recycling Center. Organize a Braille, large print, and audiobook collection to benefit a local school, library, or senior center. Work with local eye care professionals to provide a wide variety of community screenings, including early childhood school and all ages vision screenings. Utilizing the Lions Eye Health Program materials, host a public event to promote healthy vision and increase awareness of common eye diseases that can cause vision loss. Sponsor visually impaired students through camps, contests, or other activities. Create a community arts program for children and adults who are visually impaired. Coordinate with an eye bank to promote the importance of corneal donations. Develop a directory of community resources and services available for people who are blind or have low vision. Create a sensory garden with plants, water features, and sculptures that engage the senses of touch, smell, hearing, and taste. And lastly, provide Braille and audio recordings of signage. Tune in to Taking the Lead every other Thursday. Our podcast welcomes guests from the blindness community who share stories, experiences, and so much more. You can find Taking the Lead wherever you stream podcasts, or on our website at leaderdog.org/taking-the-lead, or by scanning, well, there's a QR code, no chance of that here on this podcast. But anyway, that is from Leader Dogs with their podcast, Taking the Lead, every other Thursday. In every leader dog is the heart of a lion. Support from Lions Clubs comes in many ways. The new Pearland Lady Lions of Pearland, Texas, hosted their first Tailblazers event that had an array of fun and collaborative experiences for pets and pet owners alike, from music to a photo booth and pet costume contest for those in their community to participate in. The Pearland Lady Lions Club wanted to create a fundraiser that would honor and highlight one of our five pillars of service, vision. Our commitment to helping those who are vision impaired, along with our love of leader dogs for the blind, inspired us to organize Tailblazers. Our Tailblazers event not only brings our community together, but also celebrates the amazing work of leader dogs for the blind. We hosted this event at a popular local restaurant that is also known for its dog-friendly patio, said Pearland Lady Lion Sandy Cavajos. From this wonderful event, the Pearland Lady Lions were able to raise $20,000, which they graciously donated to Leader Dogs for the Blind. How can your club help? Spend the first 5 minutes of your club meeting, liking, and sharing a Leader Dog post on your personal and club social media page, helping us reach people in your community circles who can benefit from our programs. Just like this wonderful group of Lions, we are so grateful to have the support and advocacy of Lions Clubs and their members helping our clients become unstoppable. The life-changing impact of adopting a retired leader dog. And this focuses on a dog named Daisy by Kathy King, leader dog canine care member. It's not often that an angel in the form of a dog walks into your life. In January of 2023, while working in Leader Dogs Canine Center, I was asked to care for a retired dog that had just arrived from a client. When Daisy, the yellow Labrador, walked through the door, she greeted me with snuggles and a wagging tail. I love all dogs, but I was immediately captivated with this dog. So, a week later, I adopted her. Daisy greets everyone like a long-lost friend, so I trained her as a certified therapy dog. Daisy and I visit hospitals, nursing homes, courthouses, and the library, where schoolchildren read stories to her. She loves the belly rubs she receives. But the real blessing was Daisy's time with my mom, who had dementia. Mom was never a dog person, but Daisy changed that. When I left the room, Daisy laid on the floor next to Mom and kept watch. If Mom were upset, Daisy put her head on Mom's lap until she was calm. Mom didn't talk much, but she began talking to Daisy. Mom simply called her the baby because she could never remember Daisy's name. During the last week of Mom's life, Daisy lay quietly by Mom's bed. On her final day, we lowered the bed so Daisy could see Mom and lick her hand. It was incredible to experience the love Daisy had for Mom. It is a day I will never forget. I have been blessed to work at Leader Dog. The love that our dogs receive from the volunteers, instructors, veterinary, and canine care teams, and clients is so special. I think a part of who Daisy is has come from the love she received throughout her life. And it is signed by Kathy King. And there's a lovely picture of her mom and the retired leader dog, Daisy, sitting in the park looking very happy together. Did you know that Leader Dog has a recurring giving program? Pause 365 is designed with your convenience in mind, making giving both easy and efficient. You can do it through a monthly recurring gift through Pause 365, and that's spelled P-A-W-S 365. And 2 minutes of your time. Make people who are blind or visually impaired unstoppable 365 days a year. So you can visit leaderdog.org/pause365 to get started. Here's a president from Fabricio Oliveira, international president from 2024 to 2025 for Lions Clubs International. Dear Lion, making your mark is easier when you invite others to help you meet the growing needs of your community and our world. That's why we launched Mission 1.5 and set a goal of reaching 1.5 million members by 2027. Everyone has a role to play in growing our service, so be sure growing your club is central to your plans for the year. It's important to keep in mind why growing is so important. When our clubs and districts grow, our service grows, our visibility grows, our influence grows, and we grow as Lions. So lead the way by inviting friends and family to join you in making your mark. Growing up in Brazil as part of an entrepreneurial family, I learned how important it was to have a vision and a plan to achieve it. I also learned how important community is to each of us who call it home. That's the spark that led me to Lions. I saw something special in Lions, an opportunity to give back to the community that had been so good to me. As Lions, we have the opportunity to leave a lasting mark every time and everywhere we serve. That's why Make Your Mark is my message to Lions and the world. So, let's make our mark by inviting others to join our clubs. Let's make our mark by serving more people than ever before. And let's make our mark together. Growing the good starts with you. Put your plan in place. Invite new members. Get young people involved. It is my honor to serve as your international president. At your service, Fabricio Oliveira, international president. We've run out of time for today's episode of the Lions newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-838-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.